still sort of blows my mind. I can't believe it, if I'm being honest. I can't believe that they agreed to do it. Like, both of them agreed to. Like, Trump and Biden are going to debate. They both agreed to debate. This was crazy about them debating. We know how we feel. Like, it's weird that both of them were like, you know what'll do it? You know what'll lock it up if I talk one more time. That's what the people want. You know what I mean? They want to see me at the booth. That's what. No, it feels crazy. There will be. I can only tell you this. It's months away, I'm sure. But whenever it happens, the only loser will be us. We will. Both those dudes are going to talk and interrupt. It's going to be a hell show. And then everyone's going to walk away like their dude won. And I do my best to be honest with you and be honest with myself. It does make me nervous, and I think everybody's nervous. I think all parties involved are nervous. You know, I'm nervous for Biden to debate because I'm nervous when Biden talks. Don't be like that. You know. You know what I mean? Like, I think this is the best way I can relate it. Because Biden starts sentences ambitious. The way I relate to how Biden talks is when I first moved to Chicago, right? I didn't have much. And I moved. And I really wanted to clear my head because I was overwhelmed with the move, right? And I was like young, but I was still scared. I didn't feel like I knew enough people to really have like a support system or anything. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to learn the area. I'm just going to go for a walk and without my phone. I don't want to be in my phone. I want to learn the neighborhood. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to clear my head. So then I left my phone at the apartment, and I just went for a walk, and it felt good. It felt genuinely great to just not have people texting me, not be getting notifications on my phone, not get distracted from anything by my phone, and just look at what a beautiful city I had just moved to. And the weather was nice. Y'all would have appreciated it. It was very sunny. All the white people were smiling at me. It was, you know, black people too, but just there's a certain, I don't know. And, you know, after a while, you know, 10, 20 minutes, I don't know, I didn't have my phone. So I don't know how much time it passed, but I got to the point where I was like, all right, I'm feeling good, I feel better, let's go back. And I turned around and I was like, uh-oh. Because I had just moved to a new city, and I knew my address, but I didn't know much else. I don't know how many lefts I took. Like, I was just sort of following the sunlight. I was letting them lead me. And then, you know, now I'm like, uh-oh. And so it took quite a while. It took a much longer walk than I anticipated for me to get back home. And that's what every sentence Biden says feels like. It feels like... Because you can see when he start, he ready. Those first two words in, it's like when somebody try to run and they can't really run. Because it's like he start off hard. And then by the middle, you can see in his eyes, he's like, oh, where was I? And then by the end of the sentence, he's like, I think I stuck it. I think. You know, so I'm nervous for Biden to talk. And I know Trump's team is nervous for him to talk, not just because this debate is going to have certain stipulations, like they're going to cut his mic if he goes over time. There's all this stuff. I think that genuinely Trump's team is like, he's finally going to say it. We managed to go 9 years without him saying it, but he gonna slip. He gonna say it. I don't think it'll even be in like reference to black people. He just gonna say it. But he gonna be talking about fruit or something. Like even racist people will be like, huh. That's not how I use it. He's so creative. I will say, you know, people go on and on about Trump being racist. That man is way more weird than he is racist. Trump's racism is like here. His weirdness is top notch. Because, like, I got to watch a lot of the news. For work, I have to watch a ton of news. I have to watch not everything because it's not humanly possible, but I have to watch things over again. I have to go back. I've watched so many of his rallies, right? I've watched a ton of rallies. And he has a thing at his rallies where it feels like a wrestling match. I can understand why people enjoy going. I do. I get it. Because it's politics for sport. Like, you know when to boo. You know when to cheer. It's theater, right? And he is good at it. We'd be delusional to pretend that he's not good at it, right? But every once in a while, even he won't know what should be next. Like, I was watching this rally where I think he was going on like immigration, then he was going on like finances and Wall Street and stuff, and then out of nowhere he just started talking about the water pressure in America. And you could tell people who had just been cheering were like, yeah, oh yeah, I guess. Nah, I mean, he's not wrong. I have felt that too. Like, I felt like this man was railing about immigration and out of nowhere he's like, there's no prep, like the shower don't hit. The toilets don't flush where you want them to flush. It take 3 flushes. This man literally was like, it take 3 flushes. What are we doing, people? The washing machine doesn't get the stains out. It really was like this political thing that quickly turned into like how his day was going. And honestly, it's the most relatable he's ever been to me. Because I was like, nah, he not wrong. Sometimes when you at a hotel, it does drip on you. And you're like, nah, I need power. I need that masseuse setting in the shower. Yeah. This is, okay, look. This has bothered me for a long time. And I know nobody cares because it's like barely topical anymore. But there's a case against Trump. One of many, right? There's a case against Trump with the classified documents. Now, a lot of people say that it's going to get thrown out. A lot of these are probably going to get thrown out, right? But the classified documents case, I don't have proof. I like to think I'm not like conspiracy theorist or anything, but for real, I don't have proof. So what I'm telling you is me just talking to y'all because we're friends, okay? So I'm just telling you what I think. I'm not telling you that like the prosecutor can even pull him up on this. I'm just saying that this is what I think, right? So the classified document, he basically, in case you don't know, took a lot of documents with him when he left the White House, right? And they went to Mar-a-Lago and retrieved a bunch of them. And they were in all sorts of different rooms. Like, they were in the closet. Some of them were in the bathroom. There's all this stuff like that. Now, the speech that he gave, the rally gave that I was talking about before, was towards the end of his presidency. And I think this is what I think happened. He started bringing up the water pressure. I'm pretty sure he tried to flush documents that day. Before the rally, like they were like, Mr. President, we have to go. Like, we have to go. We're going to be late. And he's like, you know, he read something. It didn't seem good. Everybody jokes he can't read. The man can read. He probably read it and was like, this one. And then he flushing, and because it's printer paper, it doesn't go down like toilet tissue. So then after the third flush, it's not going down. He's like, this country is doomed. All right, this should have been gone down. And so then when they went to Mar-a-Lago and there were all the documents stocked up to the ceiling in the bathroom, people were like, why were there documents in the bathroom? I think that those were unflushed documents. I don't have any proof of what I'm saying. Take it all with a grain of salt. We're here to have fun. But no, I do think Trump's team is a bit nervous because the agreement for the debate had like very specific stipulations that like some people saying were fair, some people were saying were deeply unfair and everything. But a lot of it just doesn't, it doesn't play to what Trump is good at. You know what I mean? Trump is good with a crowd and they didn't want to have a crowd, stuff like that. And I don't know. As much as I, you know, pick on Biden about talking, Trump has his stuff too. Like I remember that time he tried to say origins. In case you haven't seen the clip, it's phenomenal. Basically, it's rough. Because I genuinely, I'm not even kidding. I'm being real with y'all for a second. I did feel bad for him in that moment because you can tell he know the word. You can tell he trying to say orange, or he's trying to say origins and he keeps saying oranges. But he doesn't mean to. It's like when you keep texting the same auto-corrected word and you don't mean to. You know what I mean? Like your friend texts you something crazy and you try to text back like, fuck, and then you end up texting back duck, and then you text duck again. And then you text duck one more time. And then you get upset, so you just text damn it. Like, that's... Because he knew the word. He really did. He was like, you know, the oranges of it. And you can tell he got a little embarrassed because he know he on TV and everything. And so he tries to back up. He's like, you know, the oranges. The oranges. It was like watching somebody with their phone but in his mouth. He was like, and I was also like, he need to tell his mouth to act right because I can tell his brain knows the word. Because he kept saying oranges. He's like, you know, the oranges, the beginnings. Where it starts, the oranges, the mmms. You know, one thing I wish we would have got more of, because it was spectacular to watch, was a real, like, Trump versus DeSantis. We didn't really get it. You know what I mean? Like Trump just started smoking him off his like swag, and then DeSantis dropped out. But I want them to go. I want them to debate. That's what I want to see. That's what the world needs. Those two. Debating, getting at it, and not about policy or anything, because honestly, they both have shots for each other that would go harder than Kendrick and Drake. Like, Trump and DeSantis in a debate, all Trump has to do is, you know, do his thing, I'm the president you love, and whatever. And then DeSantis can just be like, well, I served in the military. Where were you? Yeah. There was one roast that Trump got in on DeSantis that was particularly spectacular. It was like, it was fire, right? Because everybody was making fun of DeSantis for wearing heels because we couldn't tell if he was wearing heels or not because he always was like, his height is weird. There's pictures where he's next to people and he's taller than them, and then there's pictures where he's next to other people who are the same height as the other people he was taller than, and he's the same height as them. So people were like, he's wearing platform shoes. He's got to be. And then Trump, ooh. Ooh, it was cold. It's one of the coldest things I've seen him do in a long time. So Trump was explaining the shoes out of nowhere at a rally for no reason. Nobody said anything. He was talking about infrastructure. He was talking about how bad Biden is. And then out of nowhere, he was like, and have you seen DeSantis' shoes? They're weird. When he said they're weird, I paused, and I went and popped some popcorn. Because I was like, that's... He's about to light him up. And then... This clip did not get passed around as much as it should have, but basically he was describing the shoe, and he was like, you can't tell it's a platform shoe because it's a heel inside. Like, Trump has trouble with the word origins, but he roasts this man so articulately. Like, just, he was like, no, there's a platform within the shoe, so it looks flat at the bottom, but up top, you know, he's on his tiptoes, and you can tell when he walks, I'm not even kidding, Trump did this, you can tell when he walks, because he goes like this. Wow. Wow. That's my main thing with the debate too. Biden versus Trump debating. Again, we didn't get anything out of the last one that they did. You know what I mean? And I just think, okay. I do think it would be funny if, remember, we're here to have fun. It would be funny to be cool. It would be funny to me if during the debate, one of them died. Like that was, like that's. I see some of y'all, no. We're here to have fun. We're here to have fun. Don't do that. No. Cut it out. You know that it is, because these are very old men. They're both so old, they both used to be president. Like, yes. Do you know how old you have to be to used to be? The job you don't get until you're 70? That would be very funny if mid-debate, one of them just tip and die. And then the other one's like, I rest my case.
Yeah.